Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com.
Are you ready?
Back by popular demand. Absent only because neither one of us knew what we were doing. Well, Zeke did, but I was sitting there going, I don't know. I haven't heard from him. I don't know. Anyway, once again, it is time to geek out with Zeke Stout. Don't you just
see, I was making assumptions, and we know what assumptions
do. Yes, I know. Yes, yeah, I do. So, you wanted to talk about Umarex, and I mean, have you ever been to an airsoft event?
I have not been to an airsoft event. I know we talked about it, and we talked about those places that have like the full city laid out that they use for training, and then they use for airsoft. But I've never been one.
I've never been to the city. I've been to a place in Barnwell, South Carolina, that is a decommissioned nuclear facility. And it has a seven-story vertical hellscape that you can go. Because, I mean, everywhere you go, every time you take a step, you're like, wow, I could do an ambush here. I could do an ambush here. I could do an ambush here. But the truth is, everywhere you step, there could be an ambush there. There could be an ambush here. And So I went to one of those, and I was stunned at what those I call them kids, but a lot of them are just, you know, full-grown adult 20-something-year-olds running real serious gear except for the weapons. They weren't running, as they refer to them, they weren't running real steel weapons. And, I mean, there was lots of cry precision there. I don't know anybody that can afford cry precision, but there was whole teams wearing the same thing.
That's the thing, you know, I think the gun industry really needs to embrace the airsoft community, because not just because there's a lot of money that pumps into that industry, I mean, billions a year, but also, I mean, it's getting younger kids that may have not been around guns growing up, and maybe their whole introduction to the airsoft world is from playing Call of Duty or something like that.
Right.
And somebody says, hey, let's go do airsoft. It's like Call of Duty in real life. And they're getting into guns. They just kind of don't realize it yet. So I think we need to really embrace them and kind of join hands with that airsoft community and say, hey, look, you know, if you're into shooting the real thing, not in a scenario like you're doing with the airsoft guns, of course, but, you know, learning what they feel like and how they shoot, and then the benefits of being able to harvest your own animal and knowing what the Second Amendment is about and all these other things, I think it'll be beneficial for us.
That would be good if we could fold that whole Second Amendment education in. But what stunned me is I think when I saw this, I was, let's see, this must have been about 2012, 2013. And so I'd been out of the military for, gosh, 20-something years.
Mm-hmm.
And I go up there and I ask somebody to give. I've been invited by a sponsor. I had a airsoft. American Milsim was one of my sponsors. And I wanted to see the facility, so they gave me these two kids to take me, and they didn't just take off and go, well, come on this way, old man. They took off like they were in a fire maneuver thing. They went off bounding and all this other stuff, and I'm trying to keep up with them for seven stories. I'm surprised I didn't have my heart attack then chasing him down. And then when it was all said and done and we're sitting there, I was like, I noticed you limping. Did you hurt yourself up there? And he pulls up his pants leg, and he's got a fake leg.
Oh, wow.
And I just got smoked by like a very cheap cigar. I was in my 50s already. So was I in my 50s? Yeah, I was in my 50s by that time. So I plead old age to it. But, I mean, the interesting thing is that all of their fundamentals, as far as the way they moved, were very sound.
Hmm.
I could have issued them a real weapon and real, you know, then I would have had to have said, now what we're going to do might actually get you killed. So bear that in mind. But the realism of, like, some guy hands me a AR-15 airsoft rifle. And he says, pull the trigger on that. And I did. And the bolt was going back on it, even though it had nothing to do with the firing of the plastic pellet.
Right.
And it was doing everything that they were doing everything they could to make it seem realistic. And so and that was in 2013. So you've been hanging out with Umarex in 2022.
Yeah.
So 9 years later, what did you find?
Well, I saw them at the Iraq Veteran Frames Day, and I think we talked about seeing those there. And I did a video for them on GetZone.com. And they sent the Air Saber, which is their air archery thing, which I'll talk about probably the most. And they sent the Hammer, which is their 50 cal. And I've never really, I mean, it's basically, it's a pellet gun on steroids. You know, it's not the old school pellet rifles that you pump up until you can't pump anymore and hopefully it goes through the tin can you're shooting at. I mean, this is a 50 caliber projectile, and it's being pushed by 400 PSI of air. So you're talking about, I can't remember what it was. I'm trying to look it up real quick, but that hammer, that 50 caliber projectile, let's see, you can get, I think it's up to 1,000 feet per second.
Wow.
On that thing. So, you can take a deer down with it easily. Trigger is neat, is nice on it. I love the stock. If anybody goes and watches the video on GetZone, you'll see the stock it's good and it's beefy and it gives you a good cheek weld. And I really like that. But it's still kind of a rifle. I mean, it's an air rifle and you don't have to go to an FFL and get a background check for it, but it still has the feel of a rifle. The Air Saber, oh my God. That thing is the coolest thing. And I don't know whether to call it a muzzle loader because you load the little bolts. They call them bolts because it's like a crossbow bolt. Because you load them in the muzzle, or if it actually is some form of archery. And I think different states have different rules for using this for hunting. But it looks like a rifle. It looks like your typical hunting rifle, but it kind of looks like a double barrel side by side. Until you look at the muzzle and there's these two tubes and the arrows are made to slide perfectly over those tubes. And these arrows, and I don't know how much time we have left in this segment. We may want to save this geeking out for the next segment. But these arrows are coming out of this rifle at 450 feet per second. You know, some of the best compound bows in the world are getting 380, 390, and this thing pushing 450 and 130 foot-pounds of energy. So you can absolutely take big game down with this thing. With the right broadhead, you don't want to use a little small practice broadhead.
Of course.
Or not broadhead, but practice hit.
Do you know what you don't by chance know what the name of the video was, do you?
If you go to GetZone.com,
yeah,
and under gun reviews, down in the bottom of that drop down is air gun reviews, and I think it's the first one that comes up there.
Silent Night, check out the UX Umarex air guns on everyone's wish list, that one.
Yep. I believe so.
Of course, Mr. Stout, he runs something called MGS Trade School, sponsor here at Lock and Load. You looking for a new profession? You can get one at MGS Trade School, and it costs you about as much as a nice couch. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. ¶¶
Teamster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. As I'm sitting here geeking out with Zeke Stout, I'm actually watching him silently. It's a silent picture. Silent picture.
Yeah.
For the silent times, you ought to do the whole eyeliner thing so you can look like Buster Keaton used to back in the days when there were no talkies. I'm looking at the first gun, which looks like a gigantic affair. Is that a
that's a hammer
screwing into it? Is that the air tank?
Yep, that carbon fiber. That's the carbon fiber air tank, which is good for two reasons. You know, carbon fiber is lightweight, and these guns are not light. There's a lot of stuff in them. So to cut down some of the weight, they use carbon fiber. But also, carbon fiber is super strong. So to hold in 4,000 psi in that tank is pretty impressive.
So they gave you an air. They gave you an air generator as well to load it to load the tank with.
Yeah, it's a high pressure air compressor, and they were telling me that if I use a typical garage air compressor, it's going to take a while to fill it up. But this one's a high pressure one, so the learning curve for me is I had it hooked up to the rifle to the tank, and you know, with my air compressor at home, I just pop it off. You know, you don't have to bleed the hose out.
Right.
You do a little bit, but not all the way out. With this one, it's so high pressure that it's locked on and so I'm like, God, it's not coming off. Oh my God, I broke the gun. Holy crap. But then I read the instructions, which is probably what I should have done first.
Now what we could do,
but,
what you should do,
I
don't have to be in it, but what you should do is get those guns and make like an apocalypse little video short with it. Because they look like that. They already look cyberpunk to me. They look like something that somebody
cool
would put
look.
Together. Yeah, they're sort of cool looking. Yeah, you could do that. I think you could do that.
The only problem with using something like this as an apocalypse gun is you may not have electricity. So to get an air compressor to load it, I mean, you'll have, let's see, what is it, 25 shots out of the arrow one? And I think you'll have 30 shots out of the rifle one.
Have you never watched Gilligan's Island? You can do anything with a coconut tree. Now, if you don't have a coconut tree.
And a bicycle.
And a bicycle.
That's how you're
made out of a coconut tree.
Exactly. You're right.
So that thing has a pretty Balsa Nova scope on it there. What is the scope in keeping with the actual range of the hammer?
Yeah, it's the Axion, the guy's name, Steve Kreiner, I think. Scope. It was a good scope. I had to get used to it a little bit. It's got a lot of things going on in the reticle, a lot of lines.
Is it electronic?
No, it's not electronic.
Okay.
But it's a nice little scope. I don't know if those come on all of them, but it's got a Picatinny rail, so you can put whatever scope you want on it.
Right.
The one that came with the Air Saver, I think might come with it, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, the hammer, you can put anything on there you want. Well, anything that Picatinny rail compatible.
I understand. And it takes a 50 caliber. It looks like a wad cutter.
Yeah, it's just a 50 cal lead projectile. I mean, for people that don't understand what a bullet actually is, you know, because a lot of people think a bullet is the entire thing, and then you see stupid movies that come out where the entire cartridge is flying
downright
with the bullet in it.
Festively.
Right, exactly. It's actually the projectile in the cartridge.
Yes.
So this just looks like somebody took a 50 cal projectile out of a brass cartridge and you load it in a little rectangle magazine. It takes two shots. The first shot after you shoot, that magazine scoots over into the barrel. And then you have a second shot with it. So, and it's got a little, I don't know what to call it. I'm sure they have a name for it, and this is making me sound horrible for not knowing the name, but it's not necessarily a bolt, but I kind of called it an air bolt in the video. Basically, you're just cocking it back, and that's getting the air ready to push that projectile out.
Could it be a primer?
And I looked
it
up.
Is it a timer switch or something?
No, it's basically just a little thing. You pull it back. It looks almost like it feels like a 10-22 bolt.
but I don't know what the inside, the innards look like.
Gotcha.
I think it's just basically, well, you might be right, not a primer from the perspective of a firearm primer in a cartridge, but a like it primes the air to get ready to shoot out.
Right. Okay.
But I did find the actual numbers. The one that I had, it was a 350-grain cartridge, and 350 grains, you're getting 875 feet per second, but with 595 foot-pounds of energy. That'll kill you.
Yeah.
And it'll kill some big game, too. So it is not... I say it several times in the video. It is not a toy. It is not a pellet gun. It functions as a pellet gun, but just with a boatload more PSI behind that projectile.
Yeah, that looked like that would probably sting a bit. Do we know what kind of, when it's going down range, does it start to tumble? Is it spinning? Is the barrel right?
That I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
I would love to do enough videos and get paid enough for them to where I can afford a high speed camera. But I don't have one of those. I'd love to get one because that would be cool to see. I'm pretty sure. I mean, it's a rifle barrel. It's a, I think, 1/24. Yeah, 1/24 twist, German made barrel by Walther. So Walther makes the barrel.
Wow.
So I'm pretty sure it's stable, going down through there. I did miss a shot when I was zeroing in the optic, and you heard it just pinging off the trees going through the woods. And yes, I was safe. I know what's behind all my targets, but you just heard pew, pew, pew. I was like, oh, that thing's moving.
Yeah. That's interesting.
So I guarantee you that shot was bouncing, twisting,
something. It was doing something, wasn't it?
It was doing a lot.
It was doing something. Now, we're coming up on the next break, and you guys have a new toolkit that you are debuting at MGS Trade School, so I want to talk about that next.
Oh, yeah.
When we get back, MGS Trade, mgs.edu. This is where you go to find out what you might want to be next, and this is where you can go to actually become that tradesman. And then when you're done, you don't owe more in student debt than you do, say, for a house. That should never be the case, and it's definitely not the case at MGS Trade School. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress has reached an agreement on the National Defense Authorization Act, which would finalize the military budget for 2023. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is happy an agreement could be reached.
Like on this bill, neither party has any standing to demand unrelated goodies in exchange for doing our job and funding defense.
There was disagreement over several items in the bill, including fast-track approval for a new pipeline and the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for troops. At least two people are injured after a shooting at a Georgia Walmart. Cobb County Police, northwest of Atlanta, tweeted there are several injuries. However, they say it's not an active shooter situation and there's no threat to the public. Apple is planning to significantly expand its encryption practices as a way to ward off hackers and protect iCloud data. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. I'm watching a video. I know I said I wanted to talk about this MGS Trade School Toolkit, but we didn't talk about the Arrow launching platform. The Elite.
Yeah.
Is it the Elite LX?
Air Saber Elite X2.
X2. So yep. This looks yep. like I'm watching Zeke as he is manipulating it now. It looks like a Garand on steroids.
A double barrel Garand.
Yeah, it has two arrowheads protruding from the end of it. It's about as wide as a double barreled shotgun with no divided barrel in there. And
right.
Boy, that would be one of those things they make a movie about it. You know, about the silent assassin and all that other stuff where he's out there going,
"Oh yeah,
no one will know I was there."
Yep. Exactly.
So tell me about the Air Saber Elite X2.
So the first thing that, you know, I'll call back to the hammer a little bit, that 50 cal gun. The noise on it was about like a suppressed 9mm. You know, I was not expecting it to be as loud as it was. But I mean, anything you're pushing that kind of speed out, there's going to be some noise behind it. But this one was a lot quieter. It still had a neat little funk to it. But it was moving. And like I said, 450 feet per second is better than most compound bullets. If not better than all. I've tried to look up some that were shooting over 400 and I'm just not seeing any. I could be wrong. You know, you may get all kinds of emails saying Zeke's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about, which I am. But 130 foot pounds of energy from an arrow going that fast can absolutely take down an elk. You know, people hunt elk with compound bows all the time. You just got to have the right broadhead. You don't want to shoot with the practice tip. But it's just this cool thing. You know, I have a passion for guns and I have a passion for archery. And Umarex kind of created this passion for air guns and combined all three. And it's just neat. You know, there's other expletives I want to say, but you're on radio, so I can't say them.
I appreciate it.
But it's awesome. It is. I mean, you can hunt with it. You can have fun target shooting with it. It's accurate up to 70 yards, which is pretty darn good with archery. You know, I know a lot of people that can, you know, hit fairly good 100-yard shots. It's not recommended. But, you know, up to 70 yards, you know, pushing that kind of speed out, it's unreal. It is unreal. The cocking lever is a little different. It's more like a charging handle kind of vibe to it.
Is that the handle on the side of it, on the right side of
it? Yeah, just below the scope. And you can kind of tell. It feels more like that old-school pumping air gun or a pellet gun, even though it still has a tank just like the hammer does. But it's kind of charging that charge to shoot the arrow. You load two arrows into the muzzle, and up at the top, you can kind of see at the front of the scope, right on the barrel, there's that little silver button. It looks almost like a safety, but really it's a selector switch. So whichever arrow you're wanting to shoot, you just push it to that side, and that's the arrow that's going to shoot out. And you get two shots. And for it being as quiet as it is, let's say you're not a great shot and you miss the deer the first time, they'll probably look up and go, what the heck was that? But it's not going to run off the deer, you know. So it's one of those things where you see it and you're kind of like, what is that? What in the world? And then you start playing with it and you start reading the stats on it and the ballistics on it. And you're just kind of like, oh, wait a minute. This is cool.
So how much of a range could you get out of that one? How far did you send a shot down range with that one accurately?
Accurately 70 yards. Yeah, I think that's I would prefer if you're hunting, you know, you try to keep it under 70, you know, just because you're going to have a better chance at a decent kill shot. You're not going to just wound the animal and it dies slowly. But, you know, for target shooting, you know, 70 yards, you can probably get a little bit higher. Just for target shooting, you know, not for hunting, but, you can get accurate shots 70 yards and it's impressive to do it with it.
The thing that comes to my mind is I've always been interested in launching arrows and everything. I've never been interested in a compound bow. My son has a compound bow. There's so many moving parts in the compound bow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not interested in it. And so I've always avoided that. That's the first I've ever seen of that. That is quite the little – that'd be worth having. Now, something like that, I would imagine something like that is in the realm of a pretty decent rifle of some sort as far as cost.
Yeah, I mean, the MSRP on it and don't hold me to this. I don't know if it comes with the scope at this price, but it's $499.
$500.
So,
well, that's actually that's a lot less than a long gun of it.
Yeah,
a superb long gun would cost. So, that's not bad at all. I wonder if the scope does come on it. I may have to get my man, Mr. Anderson, to give Umarex a call and see if they'd send me the double arrow gun.
Double arrow,
just so I could try it out. I saw it. I saw it on Get Zone. It was great. And Zeke, he's great. Give him a raise. He's one of the interested in.
Nice.
No, and I guess are they going to send you any of the airsoft guns to test out?
I don't know. I haven't really sat down and talked with them about it. I'd like to do. I really like to do an airsoft competition one day. You know, just kind of go out and see what it's all about.
You can probably do it if you play basketball. An airsoft gun is as kinetic as an airsoft match is as kinetic. I mean, as it's pretty close. It's pretty close. These guys are real serious about what they're doing. They're not messing around. They are very, very, I figured out early on that they were very serious about what they were doing. Mm-hmm. So I decided to see if I could lure them in, and well, I could, because I was just sticking my weapon out and triggering a burst, because they have fully automatic airsoft guns, and I'd trigger a burst mm-hmm. down the hallway from inside cover, and the whole hallway would just fill up with BBs coming yeah. back at me, and then I'd do it again. And then after I'd done that two or three times, I crossed the hallway and kicked in a door where I had a very immaculate, I had a girl covered in trash in the far corner. And as I ran by, as they were running by chasing me, she was busy capping them in the back.
Oh, wow.
Then I had a sniper above. If they made it through there, I had a sniper above shooting down from across the room at diagonally at them. So I had them set up pretty good, but yeah, they were very, very, very exuberant about their competition.
Using that strategery.
I was using strategery because I don't have speed anymore. I had to use strategery. I had to be working smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
Speaking of working smarter, for those of you that are out there that are looking at things and you're like, you know, I really would like to reinvent myself. One way to do that is to look at MGS Trade School. You can start out by going to the website, mgs.edu, and see their various curricula that they have available to you. In this next segment coming up, we are going to talk about the toolkit, because one thing that they are not doing is sitting still. So, I mean, except for it being inexpensive, most of the stuff that's going to, you see right now today, it will be better and it'll be much more enhanced as time goes on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. options. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This is the last time on the firing line. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Zeke Stout from MGS Trade School. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. Now we're going to talk a little MGS Trade School because you guys have come up with a new toolkit, and I guess this is something that which particular trade does this apply to?
It's the gunsmithing, and we have created the Advanced 2, which we talked about on a previous episode where you get a build and you get extra tools, but we never really went through the new tools that we're getting. So the students, you'll get all the curriculum that you get in Advanced 1, but you'll also get a build choice, which right now we have a muzzleloader from Traditions. We have a striker fire build from Lone Wolf. And we have an AR-15 from F1 Firearms. So you get to choose between those three as your final project. And then once you graduate, and everything's paid for, because we're not sending you all the tools, we paid your school off, then we send you a new toolkit. Because one of the things that I've been in the gunsmithing school realm for a while, and one of the biggest complaints I used to hear from students at other employers, was, you know, we built a gun. How do I start a business with that gun? And it's a valid complaint. It's a valid concern because I have friends that went to auto diesel college, you know, and they became mechanics. When they graduated school, the school had a pallet of tools, for them. That was part of their tuition. And, they were ready to either start their own mechanic shop with those tools or go to any dealership or body shop or mechanic shop. And start working because a lot of those places, if not the majority, want you to have your own stuff. They're not going to, most mechanics, they have their own tools. You don't get to touch them, you know? And same thing goes with gunsmithing. You know, if you want to start your own shop, sure, you graduate, you get all the knowledge, you know what to do, but you're going to spend $2,000 in tools, just to get going. So above your tuition. So what we did is we combined the build edition with the additional toolkit and the two, I'll mention all the tools that we're giving out, but the two I really want to focus are really cool. I'll end up with those, but you know, we added a Dremel 4000 tool with all the accessories, Rotary tools really important in gunsmithing. We've got a bench grinder, sander, tabletop sander grinder combo. We've got a central machinery 6-inch buffer. We got a bench grinder with a flex shaft in it, which is kind of like a Dremel, but this is a little bit different. But what I did is I went to gunsmiths I know and I said, what would you want to see in this kit we put together? And these are all suggestions that gunsmiths I know gave me. And then a couple of cool, neat things that don't really help you start your career, but we kind of want to throw in some things. Save your equipment. They do bags, custom bags. There's going to be a custom tool bag for our students from Savior Equipment, and then Carolina Custom Foam is going to do a custom case with MGS Trade School alumni etched into the foam. And so that's going to be really cool. But the two tools that I really wanted to harp on is from, they're from Real Avid. Real Avid is, they specialize in armor's tools and gunsmithing tools for years. The armor's master kit is the one that you'll get when you graduate with the program. And it's got armor's wrench, it's got all the punches, it's got lots of different tools you didn't even think, oh, this would be good. It's got torch wrench. it's just a really good product. But the one that blew my mind and kind of got me talking to Real Avid was their Real Avid Master Gun Vise. And you've used a vise on your bench top. I've used a vise on my bench top. And the biggest headache for a gunsmith using a bench vise is you have an X and Y axis. You can go up a certain amount of distance. You can go side to side a certain amount of distance. Some of them you can turn in a 360-degree circle, right? But it's still flat. That Real Avid vise, it's 3D 360. You can go at any angle, any position. You know, and when you're working on firearms with little detent pins that can spring across the room, then you got to order another one from Brownells and you're waiting forever for it to get there. You know, not that Brownells takes forever, but when you've almost got the gun finished and you just needed to get that pin in, you don't want to wait a day for it. But this gun vise lets you position the gun in any position on your bench. And when I saw it, it was such a simple concept, but it makes, I mean, it's genius at the same time. And most simple concepts are genius. You know, look at the Post-it note. How many billions have they made because they're like, hey, let's make a piece of paper sticky. You know? So I saw that gun vise at the Great American Outdoor Show last year up in Pennsylvania. And I was like, yep, we've got to get that for our students. It is an impressive, impressive tool. You know, it's not cheap. I mean, when you come up with something that good, and I believe they have a patent on it, you know, you've got to take care of stuff and the machining and the tooling it takes to make it and everything. So, but it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. Every gunsmith I talk to that's used one is like, oh, that's a lifesaver. So that's one of the things. And I wanted to get all these tools in there for our students to graduate so they have a head start on starting their own business or going to any shop and being able to say, I've got everything I need. Just hire me. You know?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, my uncle used to run a transmission shop, and he told me, he said, I can tell how good of a mechanic are by looking at their tools.
Yeah.
He said, if all of their tools are complete, I know that they've messed with some stuff. And I don't know how somebody would know, unless they actually have worked within the craft, how many tools and what types they need to actually have on a day-to-day basis. So that's a good thing. That's a pretty good thing.
Well, now, and you talk to a lot of gunsmiths, and because there's so many different guns and so many different configurations and different companies use different screws and bolts and everything else, a lot of times gunsmiths make their own tools. You know, we one of our projects you take in our course is creating your own hand tool. That's an important part too. I don't know how many gunsmith shops I've been to where they've got a little jar full of hand tools that they made themselves because they ran across a revolver that requires a specialty tool. They're like, I'm not going to order that thing for $50. I'll make one right now.
I hear you. So, and now this is a new thing you guys have come up with. I'm sure there's going to be other things that you're going to come up with. Are you going to be doing something, for example, with these air rifles? Is that something you're sort of looking at? Because that would that be simpler? Would that be easier? Or would that be more complex? I guess it would be probably more complex, wouldn't it?
Because we're accredited, we can't talk about programs in development, but that is something I would love to do. It wouldn't necessarily be within the gunsmithing program, or maybe it would, who knows. But we want to be a resource for the industry too. So, you know, Boomerec came and said, we want to create a training manual for our employees. We have the capability to do that. Any manufacturers that need help with education programs, we can put it all together. We own our own LMS, which is Learning Management System. So we can put all that together and create all these platforms for people to teach employees or even customers. But yeah, I would love to partner with them and other air gun companies to do stuff like that. Because they are complex. It's not, like I said, it's not a pellet gun.
Well, I would imagine that the you know, I've never been like to a three gun match, but I wonder if with a three gun match, if they have like a couple of gunsmiths there to, in case you run into an issue, because anywhere else, you know what, we don't even have time to talk about it without me taking the time to say, check out Zeke at mgs.edu, MGS Trade School. You can start again today. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Be back in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember, this has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. So pay attention to everything going on around you. This has been Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.